Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what that makes you, a highly, highly intelligent individual. And we're glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, the author of Safe at Home, which is one of my favorite books and one of the most important books that I've ever seen on home-based business, Home Office Know-How. There's another one. Teleworking and Telecommuting. They're all right here. There's so many, I hurt myself carrying them in here. And he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
My back hurts with you're just talking about him.
And,
my brain hurts.
And by the way, Jeffrey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you, my friend.
One of my favorite Irishmen, and not stretching too much. Have you been to Ireland? Have you actually ever been to Ireland?
I think I've flown over it on my way to Amsterdam before.
You flew over Ireland on your way to Israel, right?
Exactly. One of my tribal communions back at the homeland over, and it looked very green from up high, you know? Maybe that's where it comes from.
This is the day that St. Patrick died in Saul, Ireland, and in 461 AD, 461.
And I won't ask what you're wearing that's green today.
Well, it's actually, I have a green pen. That's what I'm using today.
There you go.
And I have a green rabbit's foot. That's the main thing, I guess, today. I'm going to hang that off my belt. Anyway, but today's the day that St. Patrick died, and that's where the celebration comes from. Now, what a lot of people don't know, Jeffrey, is that St. Patrick's Day is a much bigger deal in America than it is in Ireland.
Any reason to drink here in the States? Ireland, they don't need a reason.
That's exactly
right.
We need
to come up with excuses.
Our favorite Irishman, John O'Donohue, was going to be with us today. We just weren't able to work it out because just some conflicts came up. But he's joined us many times before. But anyway, he's told us many times, Jeff, that St. Patrick's Day is, you know, it's a deal.
Right.
But it's not like, I mean, we act like it's a national holiday over here.
Right.
In many places, and over there, we just had Bill Hubbard on the show, who's in Chicago, and they go nuts about St. Patrick's Day up there.
Any reason to party?
That's exactly right. I mean, they paint the river green, they the beer's green, the whole shooting match.
A big run on green dye number 7, you know.
Exactly.
Go to your grocery store.
Exactly, Jeff. One of the things that I want to talk about today is some ways to beef up websites.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people. One of the main things that you and I have talked about before, and I know you agree with me on, Jeffrey, is one of the ways to differentiate yourself with your customers is to build a community that these people, that your customers want to be part of.
Right.
And part of the way to build that community is to connect with them somehow in ways other than just your stuff.
Right.
Have something for them so that they say, you know what, I don't really need to buy anything from Jeff or Jim or Bill or whoever today, but I'm going to check out their website because the last time I was there, they had something there that I benefited from. I learned something. I saw something. I enjoyed something. There was a tip. There was some information there, and I'm just going to go there and see what's going on, and that takes what you and I call in the trade, that takes content, doesn't it?
Right. Content, there's a saying, content is king.
That's right.
And that's what makes, frankly, your website and my websites, even though it's getting a little bit insidery, but since I'm a writer and you write extensively, it makes our websites very important and easier to do for us because we can turn to our own content to sort of, as they say, populate or just put a bunch of stuff up on the website that is of value to other people. But if you can't, that's where you turn to those partnerships. That's where you, when you're looking at the internet and you see a great article, you say, I wonder if I can post that to my website. I wonder if the person would let me do that. And in the age of the internet, that's as easy as asking.
Well, and see, the thing is, the only difference is that your content and my content is our product.
Right.
Our audience, most of our audience members sell shoestrings or submarines or submarine sandwiches or whatever.
Right.
And that's their product. But the content is sort of the stickiness. It's the honey that gets the bees to come back when they don't necessarily want whatever specifically it is that we sell.
Exactly.
And so, folks, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds. When we come back, Jeffrey and I are going to talk about some ways for you, because we have talked in the past about getting you to write, sit down and write some things, put some things on your website. And I know some of you were saying, oh my God, that's like homework. Well, we're going to give you some ideas that will help you get that content, build that community, get more sales, and it won't be like homework, I promise. It'll be like hunting for Easter eggs or something like that. There you go. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. A little bit of Steely Dan for you. Great American band, an immortal American band, Steely Dan. Yeah, that's what we should do. Just play Steely Dan the rest of the hour, right?
Let's go FM.
I could work with that. Okay, we're talking to our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Folks, my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you're using the site so much. Thank you for that. I'm so glad to see how much the activity. We're just going to have a record month this month after having had some record months the last few months. So good for you. I'm glad you're learning. I'm glad you're trying to get smarter and better and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's what we do all this for. That's what our great Brain Trust members like Jeffrey Zabar join us to do. If you find Jeffrey on the Brain Trust, which, by the way, you can find him easily. Anybody who's on the show, you can find them easily in the schedule page. That's a quick way to get to all their stuff. Or the blog, if they've been on recently, just find them in either one of those. You can find them there, and that's a quick way to get in there. Otherwise, you can go to the alphabetical listing or whatever, but you can go and find all the things. We've got everything aggregated for every Brain Trust member, whatever they've ever done with us, their books, their articles, the archives, all that's right there under their name. And so all the things Jeffrey has deposited with us over the years, which is a lot of great information, a lot of great tips and tools. I hope you'll take advantage of that. It's right there. And it's all free thanks to my great partners, our corporate partners, and our Brain Trust members like Jeff. And Jeffrey, for all the time you've given us and all the great things that you provided us, we thank you.
Well, thank you, and that's been a great partnership, aside from which leads to part of the conversation we're talking about as far as creating content. But
we're the king of segues, aren't we?
And we're the king of segue. but it's what you bring and what you're able to do for me, so thank you. And it's been an enjoyable, it's been about 32 years now that we've been on the radio.
Going up on 33, that's exactly right. Give us your website while you're at it.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey, we're talking about content and how to make it not be like homework. And one of the things that I think, and folks, we don't want to presume that you don't understand about attribution, but if you're not in the trade, if you're not in the business, if you haven't been in the business of using other people's content in the proper way, it's understandable that you might not understand some of the tricks of attribution. And so, for example, let's say you go to Jeff's website and you see something that you think your customers might like, then you can do one of two things. You can either email him and say, Jeff, can I use this quote? Or, Jeffrey, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind if they just lifted that quote, put it in their site, and said, Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer, said this.
Right.
And then below that, and folks, if you want to really make the person being quoted love you a lot, and if you want to really do it the right way, just go ahead and say, if you'd like to know more about what Jeff has to say, here's his website.
Right. Quite often, the trade-off, the yin and yang, the trade-off to using someone's content on your site is to go and, if you use it, you can ask permission, which you should usually do anyway.
Especially if you get an entire piece, like if you right. went to get a whole article, if you went for a whole article, you should ask permission for that. But right. if you wanted to lift a quote just to make maybe to add value. Pardon me, to add value to what you're saying, it's okay to quote those people. I mean, I quote people all the time, Jeff,
right.
and I don't ask them if I can take their quote. I just take it and give them full attribution.
And provide an attribution and a link back. And because, the you know, we speak about content being king. I mean, the real key to the relationship, as it were, is providing a link back to their site or somehow to reach the person who gave you or whose quote you used. You'll find that there are thousands of people online looking to give away their content, anything from 300 words to articles of more than 1,000 words, and they send them out. I get them all the time from people saying, Jeff, I've just written this article on blank. You're free to use it mm-hmm. as long as you include the bio with the link at the bottom. So you attribute at the top by Bob Smith, and then at the bottom it says, Bob Smith is an expert in shoehorns. You know, he can be found at www.blank.com. And so you put that information down there, and they're thrilled to have it. They're thrilled to give it away. But more importantly, and I think to the point of finding this content, you know, if I'm a plumber and I have my own small website, or I'm a cobbler and I want to build a website that is of real use and value to the community out there, as opposed to just being about Jeff the cobbler. It's about how to get more out of your shoes. When do you need, you know, when can repair as opposed to replacement be the answer? You go to your trade groups, you go to your associations, you scour the internet using whether it's Google or Yahoo or whatever search you want to do, and look for sites out there and information out there that has the information that you're looking for. So articles on shoe repair, articles on, I mean, I would imagine even manufacturers have a lot of that information. So aside from just posting articles, you can post links and content that creates value and steers people in the right direction, and again puts you at the center of a universe where, or a community at the very least, where people think of Jeff the cobbler as a resource when they're mm-hmm. looking for something along those lines.
Well, and yeah, and the thing is that what you're doing is you're making your site more interesting. It's sort of like when you go to McDonald's to buy in the morning for breakfast, you can pick up a newspaper.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing, isn't it, Jeff?
Right.
I mean, it's just adding a little value, building community, making people feel that when they check you out, when they go to your site or come to your store or whatever, that you have you're thinking of them in more ways, excuse me, than just your stuff.
Right.
Quick break. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Girl,
back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, and we're talking about how to make the things that you do for your customers a little bit more about them and a little less about you. And you know, to some people, Jeffrey, that's a little sacrilegious, isn't it? I mean, they don't understand that. Why? What do you mean? If it's my business, if it's my website, it's supposed to be all about me. But the truth is, that's not really the way it works, folks. There's this thing called WIFM. And that's what customers wake up in the morning saying, what's in it for me?
Now, right.
even really nice people who really do care about you on some levels, when it comes to the relationship between them and your business, there is no question. There is no chicken or egg quandary. It's all about them. They come first. And they have that attitude, and they get to do that.
Right.
And so you've got to make sure that when they touch you, when they come to see you, when they walk in your door, when they walk in your virtual door or your real door, that it's like they're bathed in this, you know, adoration, and you give them whatever they want.
Right.
You know another thing, Jeffrey, that I and this is something I tell big companies. How many times do you go to big companies' websites and that you know that they want to reach small business owners,
right,
but they have nothing for small business owners except how to buy my stuff.
How to buy my stuff, exactly.
And I tell them, here's what I tell them, and this is what a lesson I'd like for the audience to get to. What are the chances on any given day that your prospects need to buy what you have to sell? The chances are not great, probably. And so, but what are the chances that, but you still would like for them to be on your website or around you, somewhere near you, on the day that they decide to buy your stuff.
Right.
So why not give them other things to make them hang out with you so that when they decide that you become the natural next step to make the purchase?
Well, that's the discussion about creating a website that is content rich. And it doesn't have to be, you know, my site and your site are heavily laden with our own stuff. But it's not about, my articles on my site don't say that they're written by me. They don't talk about me. They talk about, you know, I posted an article today that was on the naming of a business. What went through these three entrepreneurs' minds when they named their business? And so it was about a jeweler down here, and he said, well, I could have named it, you know, Bob Smith Jewelers, but it's not about me, he says. Mm-hmm. It's about my employees. Another woman named her business, and, you know, well, it's not about this, it's about that. So, but the point being, it's not about Jeff, it's not about Jim, it's about the people who hopefully are coming to our sites looking for information. They're coming to our sites because they appreciate us to begin with. Okay, that got them in the door. What's going to keep them in the door? What's going to make them want to come back?
Come back, that's right.
What's going to make them, more importantly, bookmark your site or forward the link to a friend, which is what's key. So if you can create, as we said earlier, you know, if you're a person, if you're a contractor, if you're, you know, again, if you're that cobbler, if you're whatever, if you have a storefront, if you're a magazine stand down the street, you know, a newsstand, or you have all sorts of accessories or whatever, things selling from a storefront that people want to learn more about, make yourself central to that community,
and
people come back.
And you know, Jeffrey, one of the things that might be lost on some people is the diffusion of broadband connectivity in America. It's over 50% now.
Right.
And over 50% of households, and probably more than that in terms of businesses. And what that means, folks, is that more and more people are sitting at home, either in front of a computer or they're sitting in the recliner with their laptop in their lap, and they're surfing around.
Right.
They're spending time while they're watching television. They're surfing around looking for stuff, they're shopping. They're looking for information. They're looking for entertainment, whatever it might be. And it might have nothing to do with that they need to buy something.
Right.
And if you're part of what they could find, I wonder, Jeff, if a lot of people get the idea, well, wait a minute, if they don't want to buy anything, I don't want them in my store. You know, I don't want them. Well, that's the wrong attitude, folks. That's the opposite of developing community, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, today people are not necessarily buying because, you know, Coca-Cola doesn't run ads thinking somebody's going to go out right now and buy their product. It's about just being there for people. And this is a little bit different, but it's still about being there for when they make that decision and being a resource. And who cares if they don't buy your product?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because you're trying to build a relationship. Not everyone is going to buy your widget. But if you can befriend them, you know, that gets back to that what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying to yourself what's in it for me, then you don't deserve their business.
That's right. You don't get to have that attitude as the provider of the product or service. Jeffrey, we've got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
www.whatsinitforme. No, just kidding. Chiefhomeofficer.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Jeff.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you, my friend.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.